Ghosts, ghouls, specters, poltergeists, spirits. Many names have been given to the presence that can be seen or felt or smelled. But is it real? Or do we just enjoy scaring ourselves?
Join us, Amelia.
And Beth.
Two cousins trying to figure out history's bumps in the night. Is it residual energy? Ghosts? Time loops? Angels?
We're not going to do any demons, though.
We're here to hear all your best ghost stories in the region and look back at some of the area's favorite legends. So join us and our EMF readers as we try to decipher possible EVPs and talk to some experts in the paranormal realm.
You can find us on Insta or Twitter at Ghost Hunting in New England or email us ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com.
Don't forget to click subscribe and get ready for your new favorite spooky podcast.
Welcome to Ghost Hunting in New England.
Bye.
I think at the beginning we should just have the croissant talk. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
We can't find where the mouse is on the screen, so we're going to cut all of this dead time out and just go right to the playing of the clip. Is it a donut?
Do you want me to turn your mic down?
But you can't ask it this way and make it sound like we didn't just do this.
La 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 la.
A ghost just came in and took our bandwidth away.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Hey, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We're so happy to be here with you guys.
Yes, we are.
Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in for our first three episodes. We really appreciate it. It's been super exciting hearing everyone's feedback. If you have more feedback to send to us, you can do it on our website, ghosthuntinginnewengland.com. You message us on Instagram or our Twitters. And we'd love to hear from you and know kind of what you thought of the first group.
Absolutely. You could even, if you're old school, send us an email at ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com.
Yes. And I got so excited about it, we didn't introduce ourselves. So I'm Amelia.
And I'm Beth.
And this is Ghost Hunting in New England. This week's a little different for us, but we promised everyone we would have a new episode this week, and we really wanted to say it. So we had a ghost hunt planned. It fell through last minute. And then we had an interview planned, and then that fell through. So luckily, Beth came up with this brilliant idea of something to do this week, which I think is really cool, and I'm going to have her explain it a little.
What we're doing is Ghosts in the News, and we'd really like a cute name for it, so if people have good ideas, I mean, Ghoulies in the Newlies just sounds kind of weird and a little bit...
That sounds weird and doesn't juvenile. Make a lot of sense. Newlies.
I don't know. It's really the best that I've been able to come up with at this point, but I'm hoping that people have better ideas, and I am all ears about them. So the idea is different times when in the news, the kind of like mainstream news, even if it's just your local news, has had a story about ghosts in that area. And so I've spent some time online just kind of searching through for different news stories. And so there are lots of articles, and in order to not bore you to death by reading articles and summarizing articles at you, we tried very hard to find like little 1 minute, 2 minute news clips that have been out about various hauntings and spooky activities. And I wasn't necessarily able to find a lot of them, quote, in New England, but since Amelia and I are from New England, technically we are ghost hunting within New England because we are in New England. So there's some stuff in England, there's some stuff in Ireland, there's stuff all through the United States. And so we just have these clips here that we're going to play through and talk about.
And I think that's awesome. And just if anyone's nervous that this means we're not going to do ghost hunt soon, we're doing one Monday night.
Monday night, we have a private residence that we are going to go that has had some history of ghost hunting over the last, or ghost phenomena over the last 20 years.
So we're super excited about that. We have some other stuff up in Salem that's on our list. We have a restaurant in New Hampshire on our list. So we have a lot of things. And as always, if you have a private residence you want us to come check out, or you know a public place that's really haunted, again, you know our website, ghosthuntinginnewengland.com, and you just send us a message right from there. Should we get started with clips?
We absolutely should. So this first one was actually on Inside Edition, and it came out in April of 2015. And the title of it is Guest at the Shining Haunted Hotel Captures Eerie Ghost Figure. So let's see what they have to say.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's like a scene from The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
A man staying at one of the country's most famous haunted hotels took this eerie image of a figure standing at the top of a stairwell at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. Some speculate they see two people. Henry Yu visited the tourist destination after hearing how it inspired Stephen King to write the novel turned movie.
Stay away from me!
Henry says he heard the place was haunted, but never imagined he would capture what appears to be a ghost. He explains he wanted to take a panoramic photo of the grand stairwell in the lobby. He didn't remember seeing anyone standing there because he usually doesn't like people in his pictures. When he took it, he didn't notice anything, but overnight he started feeling sick. The next morning, he looked at the photo again, and sure enough, there was the silhouette. Now that's spooky. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Lee Sheps.
Okay, so what do we think about that one?
I don't know about that one. He was talking about the fact that he didn't like to have people in his pictures as he was taking these panoramic pictures. But then as you look, there's a guest checking in at the main desk right there in the picture. Although I do have to admit, it is one of the clearer, quote, ghost pictures that I've seen recently. I find that most of them tend to be very fuzzy.
So it is a very clear ghost picture. And I have a degree in photography. And I can say, almost without a doubt, that is not a real photo.
And why would you say that is not a real photo?
Because that is a very easy thing you can do with like a double exposure or by leaving your camera lens open a little bit, have someone pop in and then pop out of the picture, especially with that weird lighting.
It was very fuzzy lighting in the picture, and right. Then other parts of it were very clear.
Yes. So I would say just because it's so different than any of the other ghost pictures we've really ever seen, and yes. It's just such a good story, you know, and I think that's something we always kind of talk about, we always will continue to talk about, like, oh, well, I went to the most famous haunted quote-unquote hotel that was in this huge movie, and oh, I'm a photographer, and oh, I happened to catch the picture at the top of the stairwell, you know?
Right, of the very clear, full apparition standing right there at the top of the stairs.
Yes.
Yes.
A little too convenient for me.
Just a little? Only a little too convenient?
It's a lot too convenient for me. For me, I say not a ghost.
Not a ghost? Well, so the other part that I find untrue about that particular one is the fact that he wakes up in the middle of the night and he doesn't feel well. And then how the news anchor says, and sure enough, the next morning, he looks at the picture, and there it is. It just didn't seem plausible.
Right. It would be like, what, you didn't feel well? Like, you drank too much? Like, I don't know.
What does not feeling well have
like,
to do with
anything? Like, were you dizzy? Like, I've definitely been in places where something's going on, and I get very, very dizzy, very lightheaded. But I wouldn't describe it as being, like, sick.
No. And I also wouldn't connect it with the fact that maybe I took a picture of a ghost earlier.
Right. Correct.
Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay.
On to the next.
On to the next. So we're going to call that one phooey. I don't know. Do we have a star rating or a spook rating? Or?
Oh, we should. I give that one out of 5 spooky twins.
Spooky twins?
Yeah, it's Shining.
Well, but our rating system has to apply to all.
A different rating for all of them.
A different rating for all. Okay,
all right.
So, how about half a twin?
We'll give the Shining Hotel half a twin.
Half a twin.
Yes.
Okay.
On to the next.
On to the next. And obviously, these are all going to be posted on the website, so that you can go in and check them out for your own.
Yes. Okay, so our next clip comes from October 2018. It is out of Wales, which is a little country right by England, for those who don't know. And it's about a 16th century house.
Is Wales its own country? I was pretty sure it was a part of England.
No, it's its own country.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Come to work here. I was downstairs in the kitchens. It was late in the day. I was damping the fire down before we locked and alarmed the house for the night. I turned to my right and stood at the bottom of the cellar steps. There was a figure of a girl. Probably 15, 16 years old. She had a long cloak on. She was wearing a hood, but the hood was pulled almost all the way back of her head, so I could see her hair was pulled back, and I smiled at her, nodded. She didn't look transparent, like you'd expect a classic ghost to be. Didn't think too much of it until a few years later, After a ghost tour, there was a lady who claimed powers of mediumship, and she sidled up to me at the end of the tour and she said, "You know, there's a girl who follows you around this house." And I said, "Really? Can you describe her?" And she did, and she gave an exact description of the girl that I'd seen stood at the bottom of the cellar steps.
Spooky music.
I know, isn't it?
I like that one.
And that was like a really good like little kid laugh right at
the end. Yeah, that was very spooky. Okay, so what news site is that off of again?
This is on the BBC's website. So the BBC being a fairly reputable news source.
Absolutely.
Right? So this was a man who had a fairly thick brogue. So if you didn't catch what he was saying, if you watch it on the website, there are subtitles. But he's basically talking about the idea that as he was working one night, he's getting ready to lock up and he turns and there's this 15-year-old girl just standing there looking at him. He like smiled at her and went on his way. And then a couple of years later, he was at the end of a ghost tour and a medium came up to him and said, "Do you know that there's a girl that follows you around in this house?" He was like, "Oh, you don't say. What'd she look like?" And the woman described, or the medium, I interpret it as a woman, I'm sorry. The medium says that she looked just like the girl he had seen all those years ago when he first started working there.
All right, what do we think? Ghost or not a ghost?
Well, there's no sort of photographic evidence other than this guy's say-so.
I believe this guy.
I'm inclined to believe.
I believe this guy.
I believe this guy, too. He looks like a trustworthy kind
he
of
does.
Guy.
He does. He does not look like a I want to be on BBC talking about ghost kind of guy.
No, not even a little.
Not even a little.
And his story has just enough detail to it that it seems real because it doesn't have too much detail. Like, it doesn't seem rehearsed. It doesn't seem like he's trying to get attention with it. It just seems like he's talking about going to the supermarket this morning.
I totally agree.
Okay.
And the other thing I think is that for the most part, when people see ghosts, they either see them as like a full person, like a la Sixth Sense, or they see like a shadow. I think that, like, the first picture we saw, like, the kind of see-through person, mm-hmm. I don't think that – I've never honestly heard of someone reputable that I would, like, really believe, or any other ghost hunters I talk to ever saying they've seen something like that.
That see-through, like
– yes.
The
– like, you see a shadow, you see things – other things moving, or you see what looks like a full person.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't really know if there's, like, that much in between.
Okay.
Where you, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, kind of see-through, but it wouldn't be, like, you could tell, like, you're wearing a blue scarf. It wouldn't be, like, a semi-see-through blue scarf. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even when we talked about Market Basket, like, they saw a woman. You know what
right.
I mean?
She just happened to be wearing weird clothes.
Correct. They didn't see see-through woman.
Fair
That's
enough.
What I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I'm with this guy.
I'm with this guy, too.
All right. So
I give this, 4 out of 5 spooky British kids. That's my rating on this one.
All right, you are officially in charge of doing all the ratings from here on out. Yours are way more creative than mine.
All right, on to the next.
On to the next one. So speaking of the shadow figures.
Yes.
So the next one is going to be out of Detroit. And there was actually a news crew in the house. And they...
Yes. Is this the one where they get scratched?
Yes.
This is one of my absolute favorite clips. Yes, I love this one. I'm so happy we're doing this.
Okay. This one's 3 minutes.
I think it's worth it.
Okay. So this is in Detroit on CNN, originally from WPMT.
Okay, but what is the title? Because if you're listening to this, you... When this is over, like, pause our podcast and go watch it and then turn our podcast back on because this is honestly one of my absolute favorites.
It's called Haunted Houses, quote, Ghost, end quote, Attacks News Crew.
Let's do this.
This home looks quiet from the outside, but owner Deanna Simpson says several ghosts are haunting it, and she's caught them in photos and recordings, including this one.
The majority are bad, dark forces. Unhuman.
Just a couple minutes into the interview, our photojournalist, Nick, felt his wrist burning.
Are you okay? Did you get scratched?
He was behind the camera, but Simpson knew what had happened right away.
Oh my gosh.
He'd been scratched. Simpson says it's happened to her, her husband, and friends many times before.
That's unbelievable.
God bless you. You know why? Because you're telling the story.
Yeah.
Because you're putting it out there. Because they don't want, that is their, I'm just telling you right now, that is their way of a warning.
She took us on a tour of the house. She shot video of this door.
If that is you, would you please shut that door?
It appears to close on its own.
You want to scare me so bad? Show me. Shut that door. Go ahead, shut that door. Oh my gosh, I about fell to my knees. I trembled because as soon as I said it, you never think that's going to happen.
Simpson says she often sees orbs on this stairway behind the door. It leads up to the master bedroom.
This determines whether I sleep upstairs or downstairs.
This part of the master bedroom and bathroom is an area where we've seen a lot of activity so far, and both Simpson and her cat have been pushed down these stairs before. While we stood at the top of the stairs, Simpson recorded on her cell phone camera. She was hoping it would catch orbs, but it shows something else too. It looks like a hand.
Oh!
What?
Mine, did you see that?
Simpson says it looks like someone she's seen before, and it's not a ghost. It's a demon. It's been seen in the basement.
When it came on me, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't scream. I couldn't move.
So far in this house, Nick has been scratched. I've been touched and pinched. We've seen strange lights on the walls and heard noises. And we haven't even gone down to the basement yet.
Where is the place where you saw the Shadow Man picture?
This photo was taken with a deer camera in the basement.
This picture right here is the Shadow Man. He's about 7 foot tall.
Simpson says she's scared by what's happened, but she and her husband have lived in this home for 7 years. Her grown daughters refuse to stay here.
We put everything into this house, and we do want to move, but we would have to list it at such a price to where we could recoup what we put in.
Meanwhile, the family has invited mediums, researchers, and priests to visit the home. The results of one investigation will appear on the Travel Channel show, The Dead Files. Simpson says there's a history of grisly deaths in the house.
I have to prove to people our life so that way they'd understand.
Whatever you think, we weren't in a hurry to come back anytime soon.
So what do we think?
Like I said before, this is absolutely one of my favorite ghost clips on the news.
I agree. 100%. That point where the little shadow demon's arm comes out at the top of the stairs, the first, I don't know, 3 or 4 times I saw it, that scared the heck out of me.
I agree. I would rate this clip 5 out of 5 journalism awards because, you know, like, I'm sorry, but news people aren't just going to be like, oh, I got scratched to, like, make a spooky story for CNN. Like, absolutely not. Like, these are journalists.
Right. They're out there to find the truth, whatever it's going to be. And she's getting pinched and he's getting scratched and people are getting pushed. And they're not going to be allowing just tricks of the light to come in and then airing them.
Right. Like this is, that would be one hell of a haunted house setup.
Yes. I don't know that I could live there. I don't know how they've lived there so long.
That's the one thing that makes me like, why? But at the same time, I mean.
Yeah, I would have moved, but. Good for them that they can stay as long as they can. That's just frightening to me. Everything about that story scares me.
Although very spooky.
We do have to fix it. It is not actually in Michigan. I don't know why I thought Michigan. It's in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you know what? I think the next one you're going to play is
from Michigan. The nanny cam is in Michigan. Okay. So the nanny cam is in Michigan. Shall we do the nanny cam next?
Yes, which is another one I like, but I haven't totally made my mind up on this one.
Yeah.
So let's watch it again together.
Okay.
At number 4 now, it is video of the unknown. What is it? Is it real? And what is it doing there? A family in Highland, Michigan believes their house is actually haunted and thinks something is harming their little girl. 7 Action News reporter Alan Campbell went to the home to see for himself.
It happened here in this room as 15-month-old Lily was inside her bed. Caught on camera, something walks in front of her crib, catching Lily's attention. Whatever it is, the family says, it needs to go.
It's almost like she sees something that we don't.
It's an image Heather and Josh say is haunting their home.
It was chilling. It was literally a chill down your spine, like that what if factor. Like, is this what I just saw?
Caught on the couple's nanny cam video a few weeks ago, what appears to be something moving in front of the baby crib.
I freaked out. I stopped what I was doing and I ran upstairs and I grabbed my daughter.
Heather says this so-called ghost scratched her daughter Lily and attacked her too.
It scares us that it could do something else. I mean, there was even a morning that I woke up and I had felt like something was around my, like someone's hands were around my neck.
A team of paranormal investigators came in and tried answering some of the couple's questions and concerns. Josh's father, Jim, says it may be someone who lived in this house before.
The story that I was told was the gentleman that lived here originally committed suicide, apparently, by jumping out this window. Which is, of course, one full story down.
The couple says they don't know why this so-called ghost is targeting them, but say they don't want any part of it.
It's not physically just going after her. It feels like it's going after myself, too.
I couldn't get an explanation out of it, you know. So it's freaky, is what it is.
For now, Heather and Josh say they will stay inside this place with Lily until they're able to save up enough money and move out. Reporting in Highland Township, I'm Alan Campbell, 7 Action News.
Thoughts?
As a mother?
Yes.
I am terrified that the idea that when the, whatever it is that they have on the camera, the baby looks up. But the baby doesn't look at where the thing on the camera is. Like, the baby looks off to the right and you can see whatever's moving is over on the left. So it's not like the baby's looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to believe that, I mean, the nanny cam doesn't have any sound or anything. Like, that could just be mom, like, in the other room, you know, calling. Being like, I'm coming to get you. And she stands up in her crib.
Okay. So here's some of my thoughts on it. So if you just showed me the video, I'd be like, yeah, that could be a ghost. That could definitely be a ghost. Like, whatever. You know, the guy in Wales, he didn't seem like the type of guy who would want to be on the news, like, saying I have a ghost. These people, they might want to be on the news saying they have a ghost. And not only that, but, you know, the big thing is, oh, well, we're trying to raise money. We need money to get out of here. And also the other thing, like, I don't know. Again, I don't want to sound judgmental. If the news is coming to your home, please clean it. Please clean it. You know they're coming. I know that's judgmental. I know. And I'm sorry. And if that makes me a terrible person, I'm sorry. But
the only person worse than you is me because I'm over here silently laughing. Because it's true. Like,
I mean, you know,
pick Facebook's some stuff up. Put your clothes away.
Like, the news is coming to do a thing on ghosts. I don't say ghost. I say no ghost.
Yeah. I say.
I say, well, no, I can't say that. Because you know what? Maybe a ghost. I think that that video could also be explained. I think that could be, like, if you look at the security cameras at my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are times in the middle of the night where all of a sudden my motion detectors go off and I will go through and I'll check those. And every once in a while, at first I kind of thought it might be a ghost. And when I realized what it was, is it was a motorcycle driving by and the light hitting against our wall. So it looked very different than like when a car would go by or when a truck would go by. Like those lights I'm used to seeing. But when I looked, it was like a little like scooter motorcycle. But the way the light hit and hit the wall, it like looked like something kind of floating through.
Really? So you?
So
think
I think that could be something like that,
which would explain why the little girl might be looking
the opposite
in a
way,
different direction.
Yes,
because there's motorcycle noise. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Right.
All right. So, I guess the moral of this one is clean your house if the news is coming.
Yes.
And check for motorcycles.
Correct. Yes.
Motorcycles are everywhere.
I mean, no news. No one cares what your home looks like. But
news is coming.
The news is coming.
Maybe spend half an hour picking up.
Call your sister over. Have her help.
Maybe she doesn't have a sister.
Well,
maybe he doesn't have a sister.
I don't have a sister. I'd call my friends.
Fair enough.
I'd call you.
You'd call me. That's probably not the best idea for getting something cleaned. You should call my friend Julie.
I call you and you give me Julie's number. So, Beth, I have a story from last night.
You have a story from last night?
I have a story from last night.
Okay, go.
So last night, I was already having a great night. I was out to dinner. The food was great. Everything was awesome. And I looked down. I checked Facebook. And all of a sudden, I have all these friend requests. And I'm like...
Lucky you.
Yeah, but never happens. So I'm like, what is going on? And I see it is from this podcast that I love that I listened to on the way to the restaurant. They did an episode of the Time Traveling Trumps, which is awesome. And so it's this podcast. It's called the Unbelievers Podcast, which is a spinoff of the Unbelievable Podcast. They're my two favorite podcasts in the entire universe. And they gave us a shout out.
Yay!
I couldn't believe it. And then someone else went. And they wrote, you know, there's like the Unbelievable Network on Facebook, which is a big thing. And someone said, are the women who do the Ghost Hunting New England podcast, are they on here? And people were talking to me and it was great. And everyone, if you need a really awesome paranormal comedy, really zany, awesome podcast.
We're your people.
We are. But I highly also recommend the Unbelievers podcast. It is so much fun. If you know me in real life, you know that I work an insane amount of hours, and that is like my happy time. When I get off work and I listen to the Unbelievers, it is funny. It is like all the weird stuff that I love, cryptozoology. They have psychic stuff. They have ghosts. They have a lot of alien stuff, which is my favorite. And you get in on all the jokes and it becomes like a family you've never met, but like you just feel so akin to these people. So thank you so much to Russ and everyone over there for that shout out. It means the world to me. I totally fangirled when it happened. I was so excited.
She's about to cry.
No, I'm not. But it was very awesome. And thank you guys so much. And Beth and I appreciate it from just the bottom of our hearts. So thank you.
We do. Thank you so much.
Okay, so Beth, do you have anything else to add?
I have some contact information to add. You can email us at ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at ghosthuntingne. You can find us on Instagram at ghosthuntinginnewengland. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker,
Stitcher.
SoundCloud, Stitcher. We also have our website.
And we're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube. The YouTube thing is a little weird. Did you get my message about
that? I did.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay, good. You're the tech guru with the fancy pants, right?
But all anyways, right. Please tell your friends about our podcast. Please, we're having so much fun doing this. We hope to do it for a really long time. Please send us all your feedback. And please, 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 if you would be so kind, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It would really mean a lot. And if you don't think we deserve 5 stars, please send us a private message and tell us what we can do to make it you feel that way.
Fair enough. We're also interested in any sort of investigations that you might like to have us do. And if you find any ghosts in the news in your region, send us the link to it. We would love to see it, to talk about it. And if you have a story that you think would be interesting to share on the show, we are all about hearing those as well.
Yeah, so call in.
We're going to start doing a bit where we play the ghost stories that other people have, because we figure most people's ghost stories, unless you're like a professional storyteller, usually run about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So we would love to hear your stories. We would love to have you on. We would love to talk with you.
Yes. And we will see you next Wednesday.
Is that all for this week?
I think that's it.
Okay. Signing off with some half twin ratings and some British choir boys. What were they?
Spooky British girls.
Spooky British girls.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
It's still a work in progress. Have a good week.
Have a good one.